This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Hate crimes have impacted nearly a third of adults in Colorado over the last 5 years. That's according to Hate Free Colorado. The nonprofit coalition announced the results of its latest survey this week. Spokesman Jeremy Shaver says Coloradans of all backgrounds face hate crimes.
You know, 1 in 4 Muslim Coloradans, 1 in 6 Jewish Coloradans experienced a hate crime or incident because of their religion. Coloradans collectively who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or queer are 1.5 times as likely as straight Coloradans to experience it.
More than 5,000 Coloradans were surveyed for the report. A busy intersection in Aurora is still shut down nearly 2 weeks after an RTD light rail train derailed. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Sable Boulevard and Exposition Avenue are big suburban streets just south of the Aurora Town Center Mall. Nearly 2 weeks after an RTD train derailed here, they're still closed, though cars are occasionally passing by signs and through the intersection. You can see gouges in the pavement, and one of the big posts that holds up the overhead wires, it's leaning significantly. It looks like the train hit it. There was no one from RTD or any other authority out here on Monday afternoon. The agency says it's still investigating the incident. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The National Weather Service says partly cloudy skies will last through next Monday across the Front Range with seasonal temps in the 60s and 70s. In the mountains, there's a chance for snow showers off and on every afternoon through the weekend. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.